Kultur um 5.
An loos schalte man Ruf an den Studio 8 an dat fir eng Live-Check Aircheck Session mat enger junker Künstlerin, die Vulnerabilität Tanzen an Deistadt an ihrer Musik exploriert. Den Jamie Reinert erzählst du méi. Salut Jamie.
Salut Joey. Genee, de Bausen ass noch a bisschen hell. Me hirnen am Studio 8 werdet lo Richtung Nullstrich und Club goen. Bei mir im Studio ist nämlich eben, han hat den verstoppte Stemme Makara, eng jung Musikerin, die a Portugal op Welt kommen und hat zu Lützebüsch abgewuhr ist. 2018 hat sie mit 17 Jahren den Song Contest zum Screaming Fields Festival gewonnen. Mittlerweile ist aus dem Dream Pop Projekt ein mehr abstrakten elektronischen Pop Projekt gehen. Da kriegt ihr dann noch auf ihrer neuen EP Chaga zu hören. Auf dieser EP wird es eben dann noch zwei Stücke spielen und ein kurzes Interview dann nach einem Cover von einer anderen Lützebäuer Musikerin. Es lohnt sich also, angeschaut zu bleiben. Die lauscht den Radio 100,7 mit einer Aircheck Session von AIM. The stage is yours.
Nobody knows. Skin stretched over stories. The light upon me, like credits on a stone. If you wish to lie next to me, read for me. Leave your preconceptions at the door. My mind is just protecting me, rescuing from evils that were done to me before. And if you can really feel me.
Ich hatte eine Radio 100,7 Live-Musik aus dem Studio 8. AIM steht für uns hier auf der Bühne. Mit einer Aircheck-Session und der nächsten Titel, den heißt Knife.
in my throat. I wish you'd gone deeper, wish you'd take me out cold. Cause now I live with it, but the scar will never show. And you can move freely, cause nobody'll ever know. Oh, oh, oh. I'm leaping off buildings to feel the ground hitting. I know you see me slowly, that's why I feel so lonely, lonely. Need you to see me. Need you to see me. Need you to see me. Pulled a knife to my throat, and now in my dreams I will never be alone. There's nothing quite like it, it's the I've known, but when you go grabbing, nothing matches what you've shown. I'm leaping off buildings to feel the ground hitting. I'm showing off the feeling, I'm trying to guess the meaning, but why I feel so lonely, lonely.
Live im Studio 8 vom Radio 100,7 der Madinger Aircheck Session. Emma, thanks for coming. Thanks for the music. I remember back in 2018 when you came round for an interview as a shy 17-year-old girl. I think you were playing the Screaming Fields Festival for the first time. A lot has changed since then, the last 7 years. How has AIM changed?
She's more confident. I'm more confident. I make more upbeat music, which... it's something that I had to work on because I used to want to make really slow music, which is fine, but the skill wasn't there for like upbeat stuff. So I had to learn and learn how to be comfortable to make people dance, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but I think you can still feel that kind of those low kind of tension always in your songs. There's mm-hmm. something you want to kind of play with your vocals a bit to kind of make things last a bit longer and very
sure.
playful in the vocals in a sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, your new EP, Chaga, was released in November, an EP with four rather, as you said, sad songs, sad duck songs. Chaga means open wound. The songs deal with pain. Have you found music to have certain healing properties, would you say?
For sure, healing properties. And I think... like, imagine when you're sad, sometimes it's good to listen to sad music. It's kind of like taking the pain from in here out into, like, your ears and blending it all together, if that makes sense. And I feel like it helps you, even if it's a sad song.
Yeah, and the process itself, is that cathartic as well?
Very. I think writing about... myself and writing about what I maybe the patterns of thought that I don't want to have but I have anyways. I feel like we all struggle a bit with that, where, you know, telling ourselves that we are not our thoughts and we are more what we do rather than what we think, but also what we say very important. What you say is what you do anyways. That helps me a lot to write down maybe the more unwanted thoughts and making it into a song and releasing it and saying, it's fine that I thought this. It's a good song. It's good for a song. And maybe I don't feel like that personally, but yeah.
And how can we kind of imagine this creative process? Is it like a bedroom process? Because you're kind of a bedroom artist. I don't know if you'd apply that term to yourself.
Yes. And I think that intimate setting is what helps me maybe be able to write more personal songs while no one's watching. I think that helps. But I think hopefully it's something that I can do in a studio as well, if that makes sense. Like, I've struggled with that before, where at home I'm like super comfortable in my little home studio, and when I go to record in a studio it feels like so much more pressure. But yeah, that's something, you know, you work on yourself and you try to get better.
Yeah, having made and produced this EP by yourself, entirely by yourself, is that something you'd do in future, or are you looking forward to maybe to being a bit more social in the studio next time, having more people around?
I want to, and I've tried before, or like the first song that I released, was City Ties, that one, the Screaming Fields thingy, it was produced by someone else, and I felt like I couldn't vocalize to this producer what I really wanted, and that's something that I have to work as well on myself. So for me, obviously, it's easier to have the hands-on thing where I can make it sound however I want it to without being restricted by words and another person. So I think I will still always try to maybe start by myself, and hopefully other people will come in and make it better. But yeah.
Yeah, it's also about community, finding your own place. And you've been abroad studying, you've come back to Luxembourg. How do you kind of see the Luxembourgish music scene nowadays? And have you found your community, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why I came back. I think I only went away to study. And when I came back, I had already kind of found my people. And I like it a lot here. I like how supportive we are of each other. And I think there's a lot of uplifting each other. I haven't found people who yet. I haven't found people who will purposely bring you down for some reason. So, yeah, and we're all trying to make it. I think it's a new, a fairly young industry. Whereas if you're trying to do something abroad in the UK, for example, where I was, I think there's a lot of established pathways. And here, everything is new, everything is exciting. And I think that's what interests me. And I think that's what's most exciting. That's why I came back, to also build something here, if that makes sense.
Yeah, Luxembourg is also a very multicultural place. And also on the EP, you don't just sing in English, you also sing in Portuguese. Mm-hmm. When you sing in different languages, do you have different approaches, or is it because you don't change identity necessarily, but you change kind of a big aspect of your expression? How does language kind of feature in your music?
I think language helps convey different emotions, if that makes sense. I feel like English, or my English, is very simple and it's not very, opulent by itself. Whereas Portuguese and French, for example, I think we have very purposefully poetic words that we use. And I think that brings a different, like, spice into it. I feel more comfortable writing in English because it's the language I speak the most. But writing in Portuguese is also a way to connect with my culture and maybe my country as well, where I might say, I think some of the lyrics in Body, for example, where I talk a bit about like the perception that people have of you, and without seeing your body, without seeing your soul. And I think maybe in Portugal we have, or I felt a bit more judgment, if that makes sense. So I also wanted to address that a bit more, whereas I feel like in English we have a lot of good feminist conversations, and maybe we're a bit lacking in Portugal.
Amy, you've got one more song for us. We requested a cover version by another Luxembourgish act. I think it's time to reveal your choice. What have you chosen?
I've chosen Anytime Anywhere by Sekarma, a good friend of mine.
And how did you choose that song? Is that a song you've been listening to last summer or since last September all the time since it was released?
Yes, I mean, I didn't want to cover like the ones that she released as singles because I didn't want to I didn't want to touch what she made because I think it's so perfect and beautiful. And I think Anytime Anywhere is so, it had like a lot of potential. When I heard it, I was like, oh, I could change a lot about it and still keep the main identity. So I thought it was going to be really interesting to make a cover out of it. So it was my process.
Thanks a lot. I'll let you get back to your laptop to start the song. And thanks again for performing for us. Aim here with your cover version of Sekarma's Anytime, Anywhere. Take it away.
Das war Aim, live am Studio 8 vom Radio 100,7 für ein Aircheck-Session und das mit einer Coverversion von der Sekarma, ihrem Lied Anytime, Anywhere. Die ganze Session von dir in unserer Mediathek und den Video wird noch demnächst online zu vorne sehen. Die nächste Aircheck-Session ist übrigens den 21. März. Da werden die Jungen von der Lützebäuer Indie-Band Autumn Sweater am Studio sehen. Heute freue ich mich auf mit der neuen Nummer.